You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
So if they want to go and waste their fucking money tearing up their pussy,
get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in San Antonio, Texas, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, former news anchor and producers Sophie Tomey and Jeremy Person. And now your host. He's voting for whatever presidential candidate will stop the migrant crisis because he's tired of all these Canadians coming and stealing our jobs. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Welcome back. Thanks for coming around, guys. We have a fun episode for you today. As long promised, it's only been a year and a half. Actually, probably longer. I don't know the last time they're on the show. It's been a year and a half since I left Washington State, so it's been at least that long. But we've been doing one-on-ones for so long. I don't know the last time we had me and former producer and news anchor of the show, Jeremy Person and Sophie Tomey, in studio together. But they're here tonight via Zoom. We got them. So we're going to have some fun conversations with them, get back into the hijinks we used to do on a weekly basis. And I think we're going to start doing that more often. We're going to try to get that back to probably like once a month, I think, is what we'd like to do. Maybe more, depending on timing and scheduling, but I think we want to make that a priority. I love hanging out with them. I love seeing them, even if it's not in person as much anymore. But we're going to, we're going to do it tonight, and they'll be back. We'll do it some more. So we're going to get into it here in just a second, guys. But before we do that, go to deesecomedy.com. Check out everything going on across the network, live shows, live dates. I will be in Katy, Texas this Saturday at Moe's Irish Pub, blowing the roof off the thing. The manager of the venue called me today. He's like, hey, I just want to know. He seemed in a pace. He's like, I just want to make sure you're still going to be here Saturday, right? I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm going to be there. We're going to do a show. And he goes, good, because I think it's going to be busy. He's like, you are the talk of the town in Katy right now. So if you haven't reserved a seat yet, you may be a bit too late, but I would say come down, check it out. We'll see what we can do. If it's that great, I'll come back. I like that area. It's always good to me. Houston area people are great. So, come check it out. Otherwise, I'll be back around on the road. Dates coming on the calendar. Website is getting an overhaul soon. I've been working on it. It is one of the things on my list to take care of. But I'm going to overhaul the calendar because it has just been a colossal mess. It looks like the biohazard waste dispensing bin of a Planned Parenthood right now. Take that as you will. But that's a good parallel because that's also what my show is like if you've never experienced it live. So anyway, guys, come see a show. Hopefully within the next week or two, I will have some announcements regarding this super secret project I've been working on for the last few months. It's coming to fruition, and we've almost time to the big reveal. And I gotta tell you guys, I'm gonna be much happier living my life as a woman. That's what's happening. I'm going full out. It's Pride Month. Let's go. I'm just kidding. Obviously, obviously that's a joke. Gender doesn't exist, or whatever. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Okay, guys, we're gonna get into now. Please welcome back to the show, long overdue, Sophie Tomey and Jeremy Person. Do they like stop you when you've been scrolling for a while? And they're like, hey, maybe you need to think about your life choices a little bit.
We are the app. We want you to be honest, but even we're concerned about you. There's another one where they're like, turn your doom scrolling into micro learning, and I'm like, that's not why I'm here.
What is this, Chinese TikTok? Come on, I want you to
how did I get on this algorithm?
Learning. I'm an American. I don't need to learn anything.
I still have not.
I completely deleted TikTok. I had it for like the shortest period of time years ago, and I just could not. I couldn't do it.
So proud of you. Every time like I ask people, I'm like, do you have TikTok? And they're like, no. And I'm just like, don't ever. I would probably have my laundry done right now if it wasn't for TikTok.
But you could find a way to make your home laundry detergent on TikTok with micro learning.
Honestly, I looked into it.
I don't think she's joking either.
Yeah.
No. I was fully prepared to get like a little tiny mini washing machine that I could put in my bathtub because I'm like, for safety reasons, I like being on the top floor, even though very creeped out lately. But I don't like to like haul all my shit down all the fucking floors of stairs. And yeah, no, that's the end. That's the end of the sentence.
And hence the zero on the fitness. I just don't like going downstairs, it turns out.
It's a lot of floors. I don't like being in my hallway. I'm on the third floor.
Oh man, that's how often do you have to do laundry even?
I like to at least clean my work clothes once a week, but I mean my blankets, that shit can last for months because I have so many blankets. I just keep buying them.
Yeah,
I'm like Tony
with
dishes.
Just buy new ones.
Yeah,
that's all right. You can, just wash them in your bathtub or take them down to the river with you. You'll be fine.
That's actually a good idea. I'd like a little river washed clothing. Take some of that nature home with me.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic. From TikTok, if the TikTok addicted nature person who wants to go wash their clothes in the river but also watch TikTok all day.
Yeah, you can do both at the same time. That's the beauty of TikTok. Has the podcast started technically? No. Okay, I'm like, did I just out myself?
Well, I did hit record, but we are.
As soon as she joins, you have to.
Yeah. So welcome to the show.
I was trying so hard to find that tribute video.
What tribute video?
What kind of tributes are we talking about already?
What was the song like? It was either like the Arms of the Angel.
Oh,
or
God.
Just wild shit that I say.
Yeah, I can. Oh, that's easy. Are you kidding me? You're gonna ask me if I can?
Oh no, I don't want to hear it now. I can't feel all cringe right before the episode starts.
It's already started.
I also can't look at Steve anymore.
I went out of my way this week to find stories that weren't about murders or dead babies.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I looked up some news. I didn't know if you were going to want me to be the news girl today, but just in case I'm prepared. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, I was going to. I need to find that. Where? I've got that. I've got that somewhere. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm going to find that because that is one of my favorite things that exists in this world. audio.
He looks for that. How have you been, Jeremy?
Pretty good.
Are you at a new place or did you keep? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm over.
How are the kiddos?
They're good. They're doing really good. I got full custody of my youngest.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's good. But I'm trying to get rid of him now.
Oh, Okay. Well, don't make me do another news story about dead babies, please.
No, I would just drop him off on your porch.
Yeah. Well, that's basically the same thing. I cannot take care of a kid.
He's all right.
I'm good. He's doing great. He's amazing. Good.
Okay, let's see. Okay, here was, this is Sophie's, was the mashup of Sophie's many different, just her news blurbs. Can you guys hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barely, though.
My position is technically news, but a lot of what I do isn't news.
No, you can't. God damn it.
You don't have the copyright.
When you can't do stories about dead babies, things really dry up.
You guys can't hear it?
Mm-mm.
God damn it. Yeah, I still have to set up my studio to get the way I used to have it. I really haven't had, since I don't have people in here all the time, I don't have it set up optimally. That's gonna be terrible. That's all right.
Yeah,
I'll fix it. I'll put it in post at the end.
That made me feel autistic.
And that's the first time for you?
No
I'm maybe today.
So
that's fair.
So yeah, welcome back to the show, guys. It's been a whole fucking year and a half since we've all been together on the show. How's it feel?
It feels so nice to see your beautiful faces.
I like how so.
Yeah, so I guess I'll say the same.
Sophie uses like FaceTime like a fucking old person where you can only see part of her face in the video.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize. I'm doing this on my phone. I can set this up way better. I just like. Okay, wait. This might be better. It could be horrible.
It looks like you did your hair today, Soph. You're looking good.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah.
Trying to be a little less greasy. I didn't know if this was going to be video or... I know you said after I showered that it was just audio, but I was like, still glad.
Still glad you showered. Yeah, it's always good to get that one depression shower out of the way.
Oh, God. The buildup, though, is so real.
Living in Texas now, it's literally the time of year where it's like, it's like a two shower day. You shower in the morning and you shower before bed because it is so hot and so sweaty. Like if you go outside for any amount of time and so humid that you're just, your balls are dripping instantly.
Oh God. I know it well.
So if anyone knows Sweaty Balls, it's Sophie Sweaty Balls Tomy. That's what they called her.
That's one of the things they call me. Did I ever tell you the bartending story of maybe one of the most humiliated I've felt in public as an adult?
Wow, I've been with you for a lot of things, and this is the most humiliated.
Yeah, because I was working, I was on a job, there was nowhere I could go, I was trapped.
Was this at?
This was at Gamers, and this was back before I knew that the dress code was a lot more chill over there. So even though I was bartending in the middle of the summer, I was still wearing
monocle,
full-on
and your top
jeans.
Hat.
I was looking right fancy. No, I wasn't. But I was wearing very, like, tight jeans. And I was fucking sweating. And there was a period of time where I needed to use the restroom. And I saw that... I got swamp ass so bad that I sweated through, like there was like a little like crack sweat like line. Yeah. And I was just like, I like, first of all, I can't come back from this. I've been bending down getting beers all day. For sure somebody saw.
Yeah.
And then also I had, like, hours and hours left of the shift. So for the rest of the night, I was, like, getting beers all, like, to the side, like, facing everybody. And it has literally scarred me. I have different lifestyle habits now because of that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, do you, like, stuff a tampon in your ass crack before you go to work, or what?
Yeah.
No, that's a good idea, but I feel like it would look like I had a turd in there, which would be worse.
Yeah, you gotta, this lady with the autistic girl with the shit in her pants and fucking swamp
ass.
That's
so nice of them to let her work here.
I was at the doctor the other day, and it's like the county, this like county doctor hospital place. So it's like all the dregs of society in San Antonio, right? And there was this lady who kept this some crackhead bitch who, like, first of all, we smelled piss, and then I look over and there's this girl who had just straight up pissed herself, like, completely, and just this crackhead draped in a blanket. And she, of course, because she's a crackhead, she has to keep getting up, you know, because she gets up and has to go to the trash can, then she gets, sits back down, and then she forgot that she still has to go to the trash can again every 3 minutes, and keeps walking by us just wafting the smell of stale piss.
If you're a crackhead and you're not wafting your smell, you're not even fully doing it.
Yeah,
right?
What are you doing? I mean, come on. The speaking of crackheads, you guys are in Spokane, Washington right now. Did either of you guys read that article that the Inlander put out a couple months ago about the guy who went and spent a week down on, like, First Street on, like, by Catholic Charities with all the homeless people?
Oh, God, no.
He so this guy from that leftist rag, the Inlander, fucking liberal cock
okay,
piece of shit.
Okay, this is the whole person now. Yeah.
Texas is
rubbing
off on you.
They put out this article. This guy spent like a week down there. You know, he didn't stay the night. He's not crazy. You know, he went home. He's like, thanks, guys. I'm going to go home. But I'll be back tomorrow. We'll do this wacky thing you guys call being alive on the streets. And
God damn it.
He goes, he interviewed this one guy to ask him about doing fentanyl. And the guy's like, all right, well, there's a couple rules about doing fentanyl. Number one rule, you always got to do it with someone. You need a partner, because when you do it, you're going to die. And someone's got a Narcan you to bring you back to life. Like, that was his rule number one about doing fentanyl. And then he followed it up by saying, and rule number two, you got to find a metal straw. He goes, you can't use a plastic one. Those things have chemicals in them. Those are bad for you. And I'm just like, what the fuck are we doing right now, guys? How is this really the reality you live in? Where, who can take this seriously?
That's so Washington State of him, too. Like, yeah. I fully get rule number one, but rule number two is, like, it's kind of cute.
They're not going to be able to see your face.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
For everyone that can't see Sophie at home, she's pantomiming masturbating.
I made a hands-on hip facial expression.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up with how's life in Spokane? Is it still
trash?
Downtown's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Especially up by 3rd, like that 7-Eleven on 3rd is fucking nuts at all times. It's filled with people just doing the fent walk, you know, like the Weekend at Bernie style walk.
Dude, it's fucking freaky. Like, there are some videos on the internet of, you know, how, like, you'll walk down entire city blocks of people doing, like, the stand up, lie down type thing.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, happening here, and it's, like, really weird to see a person just, like, paused. It's really weird.
Yeah. Well, I think those people needed a timeout to think about some things. So,
like, where to get metal straws from?
Yeah, like, where do I get? Yeah. The yeah,
at least they're not using paper straws yet, though. I mean, that's
right. Yeah, but
yeah, they're not
fully West Side Washington.
I mean, the beauty of a metal straw too is you can wash them, and you don't have to get Hep C or whatever from sharing people's nose trash with each other.
Yeah, I'm gonna guess these people have all the Heps already. They're discovering new Heps out there on the streets of Spokane.
They even have the Hep in their step.
God damn it.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, I still subscribe to subscribe is a pretty generous term. I still follow some of the Spokane news pages on Facebook. Just I'm too lazy to unfollow them. And the other day, I mean, not the other day, like I just constantly see, it's just like, you know, like man run over by a guy on a moped with a shotgun wearing a woman's wig, and you're like, what the fuck is happening, Spokane?
Yeah, Spokane is the Florida Man like cities.
How did it come to this? What happened to that place?
I don't know. Did you know Spokane used to like have its shit together?
It kind of did when I moved there. I felt like it did a little bit.
I mean,
should have stayed here and ran for mayor, man.
Yeah, I know.
Still keeping my hopes out for future mayor of Spokane. But yeah, no, I guess we used to be like a really rich town for logging or something. I don't remember where I learned this history, so it could be completely wrong. But then something happened.
To be continued. Tune in next time for History with Sophie for bits and pieces of unsubstantiated history with Sophie Tomey.
Yeah, it's like
a choose your own adventure history book where you're like, I'll give you this piece, and then what do you want to do? Do you want to say that Chinese immigrants came in and stole all their jobs? Do you think
did that happen? Is that this is how I get my history.
Yeah, it's this or TikTok. They did. Well, Spokane is famous for one thing. They're famous for starting Father's Day, which just passed.
Oh, first holiday God. Ever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was saying, oh, God, I do love my dad, but mostly, what the fuck is up with Spokane and all their parades?
I don't know.
How the fuck do they have the time for that?
What else are they going to do? It's just all the homeless people just walking around downtown. You just think it's a parade. You're like, is this a parade or is this just a fucking...
That could be true. Could be true.
Why? Did they have a Father's Day parade?
Yeah, Bloomsday just finished. And honestly, Spokane created Father's Day. I'm kind of surprised they didn't have a parade for that. That's like the one thing they didn't make a parade for.
Yeah. That
the one
trying to cancel Father's Day.
Are they trying to cancel Father's Day?
Oh yeah, they've been trying to do it for years. All the single moms.
Oh, why? Oh, why? Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh no, I learned that from Sophie.
Hey, I never said that. I'm not a single. Well, I do have a dog. Arguably, she's a being I take care of, but I got her as a single parent, and I'll continue to raise her as a single parent.
That's right. You're her mother and her father.
Yeah, even though she literally likes... She just is obsessed with dudes. I get so fucking jealous they come over, and she's just like, the other day, I decided that I wasn't going to finish the story.
That's it?
Yeah, no, I started talking, and then I was like, girl, don't.
Well, Jeremy, you're a dad. You're the only one that's an actual dad here, because no one's caught me yet. You got to keep moving. How was Father's Day for you?
It was all right. We just went skating.
Oh, usual. Nothing big. Skate
day. Same thing we do every day.
You had all the kids.
That's sweet. What type? Roller? Oh, yeah, you can't ice skate right now.
I mean, you could. You could go to Eagles. It's indoor.
There you go.
They have the technology now to build stuff like that.
Indoor ice. What's next?
Wow.
What's next?
Miracle is this?
Yeah. What are they gonna do next? Fake the moon landing? So my parents, after I moved here, they moved down to San Antonio. I told you guys that, right? My parents moved here. So, you know, I saw my parents for Father's Day, but a couple weeks ago when it was Mother's Day, my parents aren't that close. So it's Mother's Day, and I'm writing a card to my mom because we're going to go to their house. And I write a card, I sign it. Then I go to put her name on the front of the card, you know? And I forgot, I'm like, this is how fucked up my parents' size relationship is. Like, I couldn't remember if my mom's name is spelled, her name's Terry. And I couldn't remember if she spells it with two R's or one. So I'm sitting there thinking, like, how do I figure this out? I can't misspell my mom's name. And then I realized that it's Mother's Day. I can probably just put mom, but my first,
just gonna say, that's why they created the words mom and dad. You really can't fuck up any three letter word. I know,
but like, that just shows how backwards our relationship is. My first instinct is to put their name on the card for Mother's Day, to not even put mom. So
one time I wrote a bit where I listed dudes calling their parents by their first name as a red flag, and then I remembered that you did it, and I stopped including that in the bit because I didn't want to make you feel bad.
That's all right, fun. So if you add it back in, it's probably true. That's a good sign. That's a good sign. I don't know. I think people always like, why do you call your parents your first name? I'm like, I don't know. They don't address me as son. It's not like we're in the fucking, we're not in like medieval times.
Do they have any type of child pet name for you? Like, I don't think my dad even calls me by my name. He just doesn't call me anything. But my mom has about a million.
Yeah. What are a couple of them?
There's like Snow, Snowella.
Snow?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, because it's funny that you say they don't call people son, because my brother is like, he's like Sunny Snow. Well, her password on her laptop was Sunny Snow and then like some numbers.
Are you really giving your mom?
Yeah, what's her maiden name in the last four of her social? What was her first pet's name, and what street did she grow up on?
That was back in our childhood home. I'm sure that was probably like the son I'm really proud of, and also the daughter.
So why Snow?
Because my brother was Sunny, I guess. Also, I was always the depressed one in the family. Maybe it had something to do with
winter depression. She didn't call you like Cuddy?
Well, sometimes also we just call each other any name. Like sometimes if we're in the store and I'm just like, Mom, Wendy. The second I start just being like Leanne, Roxanne, Emerald, then she'll like know that it's me.
she can't, your mom like has no recollection of you calling her name until it's someone else. She's only interested in someone else talking.
Yeah, we'll text each other and be like, hey Lila, how's your day? Oh, hey Darcy, it's good. That's another way. If you casually want to slip that into your relationship with your mother, just call her any other name but Terry, that you could get off the hook quite easily.
Just make it a thing, like a cute thing. Like, I just call her different names, you know?
And yeah.
What it is, so.
What it is.
So far, you didn't do anything for Father's Day, though, Jeremy? You just went skating?
That's it, yeah. I hate the holiday, man. It's ridiculous. It's like, it's one of those holidays where basically it's like, oh, here you go. Here's your kids. Now you're responsible for everything all day. You don't get a break. You got to, you know, like, it should be a day where you get a break. You get to relax. You get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you should get a day 100%. Off.
Yeah, like Mother's Day, but for fathers. And it's not. It's like, hey, here's all this shit that you have to do. Fucking do it. Like, spend some time with your kids.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to do that shit. Yeah. Can I get, you need a day off.
Yeah. I want a fucking day off.
Yeah.
Yeah. You deserve one. That's exactly how it should be.
Yeah. It should be. But, I mean, single mom life. So, yeah. You know. Like,
single mom who works two jobs.
Yes. Did she watch TikTok way too much?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm also on the weird side of TikTok where, like, I think I started to, like, hate gel.
Oh, yeah.
What's the
where all the prisoners are using it for dating apps and shit?
There's a jail site.
Oh, oh god, it's fucking hilarious. And all the, like, there's so many, like, really good looking women down in Boise. In prison in Boise. Like, seriously. Like, I think it's called J-Pay or some shit like that. But, yeah, it's like 90% of them are all women from freaking Boise. And it's just, it's so fucking funny.
How do they get cell phones? They hide them in their cooch and just...
Probably their prison wallets.
They get screen time now.
Yeah,
not that I, like, am super familiar with how jail works, but I do know that.
Yeah, you can pay for your tablet and shit now. You can actually buy those from the commissary.
Really?
Get little, like, you can, like, pay for minutes or whatever, make little phone calls.
Oh, my God.
Make little TikTok
dances.
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Do they do jail TikTok dances? How do I get on this side of TikTok?
Just look for hashtag jail TikTok or prison TikTok. You'll find it. It'll
I also noticed how you sounded super interested in these women from Boise, but you had to finish it by saying, it's so funny. Like, we're not going to automatically think you're making a trip there soon.
I mean, it's whatever.
Yeah, you put some money on their books. Send me another TikTok, lady.
Yeah, yeah.
who's getting out soon? Yeah. Wait, what are you in for?
No.
Yeah.
Hell no. I won't. No, I'm not like my ex. I won't fucking deal with prison.
Okay. I don't know. It depends on the crime for me.
Yeah, what's a no-go crime?
Yeah, what's the cutoff for you?
I'm going to start with murder. I feel like that's a fairly pretty solid...
Wait, murder in the first or like, you know,
ooh,
are we talking
about manslaughter?
Yeah, manslaughter.
I would say situationally dependent, but for sure, if it was either premeditated or on the spot, if it's premeditated, you're dealing with a creep. If it's on the spot and they let their anger take control, like, no.
Yeah,
what
if it's a premeditated, but it's a hate crime on like a Puerto Rican?
Well, I stand by what I said about any premeditated murder.
Even if it's against Puerto Ricans, you go.
I mean,
especially if it's like a racial hate crime.
I know, but like the Puerto Rican part. I mean, I'm not like a white. That's obviously that would be.
Do you want to dive into why it's specifically Puerto Rican for you?
No, I mean, I'm just pulling one out. I mean, it could be Filipino too, or whatever.
Okay. I'm gonna go ahead and say, like, any race, any racial hate crime, any premeditated murder, the combo makes it worse.
Any racial hate crime, like, what if it's against Jews?
Bad timing.
My bad.
There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, I don't know. They keep saying the Jews control the weather. I think they might because it's raining bombs in Gaza. Hey,
that was some slam poetry.
All right, let's go. yeah, get in on that. Maybe there's a jail, like a Hamas jail TikTok you can get in on.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Save someone at the same time. So what about you two? Anything besides murder, since I already said it, that would be like a no-go?
A no-go? I don't think there'd be a no-go. I think there'd be more let's go-go's.
Okay. Even murder? Even if she was in jail for murdering like her ex or something?
Are you kidding me? I can't come without a revolver against my head.
What if she
best of us, especially when we get to this age?
Yeah. Revolver and a blue chew, that's all I need.
Revolver.
Blue chew.
Blue chew.
That's a commercial I'm tired of seeing on social media.
Sponsored by Blue Chew here and MeUndies. Here we go.
Blue Chew and Raid Shadow Legends.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I'd cut off. I'd have to, you know, I mean, I believe in the prison system and the rehab of these people.
Yeah, fucking you right.
Too bad.
You know, if they've done their time and we've they've become a better person.
Yeah. America.
Or if they've learned how to do something cool, you know, like.
That's what I was going to say. I was
can they tattoo?
Like... Right, yeah. Yeah, can you make wine in my toilet?
Yes.
I love toilet wine.
Yeah, you gotta make that hooch, man. You gotta save the apple from, make sure your CO doesn't find it. Hide it under your pillow, and then you can start fermenting that bad boy.
Dude, it's funny that you say that, because one of the news stories, if you needed it, was going to be about how they just pulled multiple jars of perfectly preserved cherries from like George Washington's house or something. And I was like, it's such a bummer that they're perfectly preserved, because that was probably not his plan. I bet he wanted to make alcohol.
Yeah.
But he just perfectly preserved cherries.
His plan was probably eat them after he whipped the shit out of his slaves.
Oh, fuck.
He's like, well, give me more of your teeth. Yeah, I'm sure his plan was wildly different for those. you know what they did with cherries was, are they from the cherry tree he chopped down, because he couldn't tell a lie and that whole thing.
Ooh, that would be a little bit.
Yeah, what if he was hiding them all this time?
Yeah, they were. He did actually
do it. He was fucking lying.
Fucking yeah, he'd be the first president that ever lied.
And also fucking so dumb to preserve evidence perfectly.
Yeah, how did we get preserved cherries for this long? Where were they?
Judging by the state of the jars, I'm gonna say in the ground.
Okay. Just buried. That's how they just got preserved, by being buried. I know that's how cherries could be perfectly preserved.
That does actually kind of support y'all's theory about hiding evidence.
Yeah. Well, just bury it. It's all right. Yeah. I didn't know you could just bury cherries and then they're just good forever. That's what happens.
Maybe they just made real good jars.
He's like... They just made better. America was better when they just had better jars and, you know, slavery and stuff. America was a great place.
Okay. I said jars.
I think we're saying the same thing. You know, they're both useful tools that we own.
I'm gonna make In the Arms of the Angel reel about you, and it's all gonna be like, you're gonna be like, what about hate crimes against Puerto Ricans? And then the next clip is going to be like, everything was better, like...
With slaves?
I don't even want to say it because I'm worried you're going to make another
video. No, go ahead. Go. Sophie's saying everything now, too.
Yeah.
Well, there's... I mean, if we look back on this show and Twitter and Facebook and the many stage appearances I've made and things I've said, it doesn't matter. Whatever I say now is not going to be worse than anything I have said in the past. It'll be equal at best. It's a lateral move at best. There's no beating some of the shit that's come out of my mouth. So at this point, it doesn't matter.
Oh man, I was trying so hard to make that into a gay joke. Not that the.
During Pride Month, too, Sophie.
I know, I just did that. Also, you know, have either of you seen the show Community?
Yes.
You know that part where the Spanish teacher who's played by Ken Jeong, but I can't remember his name in the show. But he just goes like, gay, and there's like a meme of it. The other day, one of my favorite coworkers' boyfriends, he like, I said something like, I ate that chip like a total pig. And then he like held my hand and was like, you can eat anything anyway like that you want. And like, don't worry about, granted, I was literally in just like a group of gay men, but he said something really sweet. And then I was just like, gay. And now I feel real bad.
you were just recognizing their sovereignty is in their sexuality.
It's is fine. That a camera inside your apartment? What is that in the ceiling?
Yeah,
like a fucking Walmart camera.
Honestly, it's a doorbell, but I can't tell you because I hate to bring it back to this. But there was a side of TikTok I got on about hidden cameras. There was a solid 2 weeks of my life where, like, I would pee like such a lady. Like, I would do everything very delicate because I was like, I can't fucking find a hidden camera in here. Oh. And then I'm just like,
wait, how are you peeing before that? Just like standing on the edge of the toilet, standing on the toilet.
Standing on the backwards.
Well, like, dude. No, I mean, I just was trying to be like so delicate.
Yeah.
Not that I pee really harsh. I just mean in general. Like,
sounds like you're frying chicken.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? Fucking trying to piss through a bagel and make it in through, like, without hitting this rim?
The whole frying chicken thing has me fucked up. You are like, you're the second person who, like, I've heard a guy refer to women peeing as frying chicken. And I would say, arguably, men peeing sounds way more like frying chicken. There's a lot more velocity going into that.
I don't know. I think the female urination is a lot more...
The soft...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because...
Especially once you get those flaps going on.
Yeah, it really adds, you know, it adds the echo, the waves of the, you know, sound waves reverberate, you know.
That's hilarious. Oh, man, I can't believe you just put that into my head right now. But do you guys remember the game where if you think about it, you lose?
Do you remember the game where your uncle tells you that if you tell anyone, he'll kill you?
Oh, I know it well. Just kidding.
Which game, Sophie?
So Sophie's still winning at the uncle game then.
Yeah. Yeah. still alive. Still making it.
Well, up until this podcast. No, just kidding. The game is literally that you can't think about the game, and every time you think about the game, you lose. And when I tell you that I haven't thought about this game since like sophomore year of high school.
So you just lost right now.
I just lost, yeah.
And that's the whole game?
Yeah, every time you lose, you just tell everybody, I just lost. And everybody who knows what you mean will be like, ah, fuck you, I lost.
Yeah, because then it makes them lose too, because then they have to think about it also.
Yeah, it's cool. You just bring the whole group down with you. It's my standard.
Perfect. Just want to lower the bar for everyone here tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I never played that game. I was busy doing drugs in high school, and also not going to high school.
Well, I did those things too. You could say I was an overachiever.
We played games and did drugs, though. So.
Can I tell you the creepiest thing that happened to me in the last week?
Yeah.
Yes.
I showed this guy a picture of me in fifth grade, and he said, this is the year I graduated high school. And we're both appropriate ages now, but I didn't like that.
Wait, was this like a guy you were on a date with or something, or is it just some guy?
A date is a strong word for it.
Okay.
Just sex. It was just sex.
Well, wait, hold on. What year were you in fifth grade?
Did you actually just ask that? What year was I in fifth grade? I was in fifth grade.
No, I mean the year, they're like, what? The year, the fucking Gregorian calendar, the year of our Lord.
Oh, Gregorian, what, sorry.
What year of, what, like, what year?
I was 10.
No. What?
Oh.
Yeah. But what fucking year was that? What?
I'm so sorry. I don't know how I misunderstood the question so hard both times. But
so he's like, yeah, you fucking idiot. I just said it. The fifth grade.
It was the 2005-2006 school year.
That's when you were in fifth grade?
Yeah. PS89.
Jeremy, how old were you in 2005?
25.
I was... In 2005, like, yeah, I was also, I would have been 23.
Oof. Well, we got here somehow. Now we're all adults.
Yeah.
Yeah. you said that like we're all about to start getting naked on here. What the fuck?
No, I'm just kidding. Can I show you the picture that he said that to, by the way?
Yeah. This is Sophie.
I have
10.
It handy because we just looked it up.
It is kind of weird that before you had sex, he wanted to see a picture of you in fifth grade.
No, he didn't. That is,
you had pictures of you when you were younger? Anything with braces? Something?
I was showing him
teacher.
No, it started with me showing the teacher that I had a crush on in high school, which, by the way, not any of the young, hot student teachers. It was an older married man, and I said...
He seemed to have a type.
Then. Yeah.
He's cool, but this is 10-year-old Sophie.
Oh, hey.
I would.
I'm sorry, I forgot what game we were playing.
Yeah, we were the.
No, we're playing Smash or Bath. Keep on flipping through the yearbook.
Yeah. What else? Okay. Yeah, you got any other friends? Let's see that teacher.
Wait, do you want to see the teacher? I actually need to know if I'm crazy. His
Look
name
him up
is
on Facebook. Link his profile in the episode.
Yes, he's
now
still
I'm
around.
Gonna give you a fake name.
Okay.
If you ever looked him up, I would literally shoot myself in the fucking face. But
he's probably divorced by now.
Yeah.
Honestly, statistically speaking, maybe he's up and grabbed. Hey. Just kidding.
But he's like what, like 60?
Yeah.
But
you get on that, you get on that will.
I love that teacher salary.
Yeah.
he's got a pension.
Yeah. He'll be accepting
that
swamp
ass. Did
you
just say
he's got AC? No, he's got a pension. You get like, you know, you get probably $25,000 a year after he dies.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I'll quit my day job.
$25,000 a year. It's like, I'm fucking retiring. I'm done. Never working a day again.
Honestly, the fact that I thought that you said he has AC and Jeremy said he'll accept the swamp ass was very perfectly timed. Why does the call have to end in 15 minutes? It has not been an hour already.
No, it hasn't.
There's
no
way.
I don't know why. I've never had it tell me I have to.
Because we scheduled it at 6:30 and we're on at about 6:30. And so 15 minutes would actually be
an hour and 5 minutes.
I know, but that's so sad. I'm having a good time talking to you guys.
I'll just
let's do this more often then. Shit.
Let's
not just say it this time and do it every year, year and a half.
Yeah, like, yeah. We can make this happen more often. We can make this I'll just send you guys another link so we can do it, start over. Keep going for a little bit.
Okay.
But
also, when you say do it every year and a half, this is the letter, like the number of letters I tell people. I'm like, I'm not a good texter. Let's just write. And then they write me cards. These are all unopened letters because I'm such a piece of shit that I get people to take the time to write me.
And you haven't even opened their letters yet?
No, because it gives me anxiety. I get nervous.
About the letter you asked them to write you? What do you think they are? They're going to open the letter and be like, Sophie, you ignorant piece of shit. I've been waiting to write you this letter for years to let you know that when you were in fifth grade.
Like, I honestly always hated you. No, I feel like what I'm about to say makes it even worse. But I feel like they're all going to give me, like, big news that I have to respond to.
So you're going to write someone back and they're going to be dead because they send you a letter being like, I have terminal brain cancer. There's an inoperable glioma on my...
3 years from now when I get my shit together, I'll be like, oh, hey, babe.
In 3 years?
I really hope things are going well. Well, at this point... came before Christmas. And most of them came before Christmas.
This is how people just assume you don't want to be friends with them. You're just like, hey, don't text me or call me. Just write me. And then you just never respond to them.
I feel like a piece of shit, and I have it here.
Open one and read it right now.
Yeah, let's read one.
Let's read one out loud.
Okay. But you choose the letter, okay?
The one with the used underwear in it.
I wish. No, I don't. That's disgusting. But okay, so one's from my aunt, one's from my au pair, one's
your au pair?
Dude, when I was little, I had an au pair from Austria, and her name was Katrin, and I haven't heard or seen her since before my memories even started.
From Austria,
this one probably gives me the most anxiety because it's just been so long. Yeah, like
wipe your ass.
One of my favorite pictures that I have of my brother and I as a child is with her. But I don't, like, I guess she started a business and got married and divorced, but they still have the business together. That's just what my dad told me, but I haven't, like, spoken to her.
You know how you could find out for sure? Fucking reading the fucking letter, she said.
I haven't heard from her, freaking blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no, you have. You've just chosen not to read.
Well, no. I mean, besides this letter, letters are intimidating. You have to, like, get
so
all, like...
So why have people write them?
Well, I didn't tell her to write. This is one of the ones that just happened.
That was unsolicited. Okay, so we've got your aunt.
Unsolicited. That's not good.
Check out this au pair.
So we've got the aunt.
Oh, fuck.
The au pair. And what are the other letters? Who are the other letters from?
You got all real quiet ever since I took my AirPods out. I'm going to let them charge a little bit, but... Do you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So, aunt, au pair. Oh, this is actually just an empty envelope. I guess I did open that.
What's up, V-Dog?
Hi.
This is from one of my childhood best friends. This is... from another cousin. I think the cousin ones are probably just Christmas letters.
Let's do childhood. How about childhood best friend?
Yeah.
Childhood best friend?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But for the sake of maintaining
See, I'm just going to change the names. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Lawyer over here.
Okay, I can read the card and see who it's from.
Yeah. Just pause that video right there. enhance.
Okay, wait, actually there are two from her, but this one seems like it's going to be better, so I'm going to open this one.
Okay. She sent you two?
Wait.
And you haven't even got...
She's planning a mass freaking shooting, and so he was the only one that could stop her.
Please, someone tell me I shouldn't
Christmas
do it.
Christmas card.
Oh, boring. Oh,
I opened both of them, but this one I know is going to be juicy because you can tell from the texture, you know?
Yeah, that's how I tell if a note is good, because I'm a fucking...
So before you start reading, should we start over and join that new link?
Oh,
yeah.
We got 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Shall we? Okay.
Yeah, I texted to you too, Sophie, so...
Perfect. All right, I will be right back then.
All right, let's stop on
that.
And we're getting on a new link, because apparently... There we go.
There we go.
I've never had Zoom give me a time limit chip for it.
Zoom has an hour time limit on it usually. So same with Google.
Really?
If you don't have the professional.
Use this all the time for shows, and I've never had anyone.
Really?
Yeah, I've never had to give me a warning for an hour before.
Interesting. That's crazy.
Good to know though. All right, she's back. Sophie's back. She's gonna read the letter from her long lost pen pal that she refuses to respond.
Oh no, we're not long lost. She just visited me a couple weeks ago.
What was her name again?
I'm even gonna change my own name in this letter. That's how.
To Snow?
Did she wait? She visited you, and like her letter was just sitting unopened on your counter. Sure.
I acknowledged it. I was like, oh, fuck.
There you go.
Can you please bleep that out or something? Because honestly, I think this might be juicy, depending on the juiciness.
Okay. I'll edit it out.
Okay. Literally since elementary school.
Literally.
Shut. Wait. The fuck up.
What are those one kind of flowers that are kind of like
they have orcas, the pads?
Yeah, like a tiger.
Arachnids,
a tiger. Like a stargazer.
The things that frogs are on.
Oh, a pad. A what kind of pad?
What kind of pad?
What flies in the air?
Okay. All right. So this is Sophie's letter from Mildred.
Someone not named Mildred.
She literally visited me like last week, okay. So we're not long lost. But this letter is long lost. It's dated April 2nd of 2022.
Jesus fucking Christ.
The depression was so high. Dearest of dears. What should I change my name to? It doesn't matter. It's still my name. I'll just say.
Yeah.
She calls me Sophie. Sophia.
We can do the math.
Well, here I am on paper. I'll tell you the tale of my last year. Ty and I broke up in August. Is this too real? Is this too much?
Is this sad? No, this is great. This is...
If you want the tea, tell me. If you don't want the tea. Oh, God damn it.
This is fun.
I'm putting some sad music on.
Oh, it's not going to be sad forever. Okay. Knowing her, she's so strong. Okay. For a while, but I'm so bad at communication and I couldn't do it. His family loves me so much. I didn't want to go and feel like a fail. I felt horrible for him because he wasn't totally blindsided. Oh, no. He was totally blindsided. I if you don't edit out the names, not that this is like ever gonna find her, but you fucking.
I will edit out.
I'm gonna tag her in this shit. Her name. I'm gonna find her and tag her.
You bitch. Also, don't you fucking dare.
Where you stopped the music from her cutting out back into real life.
Perfect. It wasn't even planned. I just cut it.
As soon as that music stopped, she cut right back into it. I'm gonna fucking kill you.
No, for real. I'm making eye contact with you.
How long have you had a lazy eye for?
Oh, fuck off. Never.
I'm playing.
Okay. I'll read through the rest of this really fast, but I know she's going to talk about some of my stuff too. So
let's hear it.
That's where we're going to get to. I honestly thought I got over it quickly, but I was just rebounding all of two guys, my emotions. My emotions were erratic and I became much too attached to people who didn't warrant it. I think the mini breakups with them is where I actually came to terms with being single, and as of now I absolutely love it. Yeah. It's nice to be a little bit of a... I swear to God, I promise I'm not an old woman. And I also promise that writing letters with your friends doesn't make you an old woman. But she did use the word floozy. I reconnected with an old friend in September. We tried a romantic thing, but we're not compatible in that way. I've never had a closer friend. It's like we are cut from the same cloth. He's some version of a soulmate. Love that. He became that person I talk to every day after losing that with blank. Blank also went through a breakup over the summer, so I think we both helped that emotional hole. Don't say that's what she said. She kills me very well.
I like how she's punching up her own letter, like adding the laughs and stuff.
She's like, don't actually be. He moved back to San Francisco where he's from in November. That was rough. We were attached at the hip for over 2 months. I got a roommate who I live completely different from. She's the young professional type. As Missoula becomes more gentrified.
Yeah, what are the super whites pushing out the white whites?
They're getting richer whites in Missoula.
Yeah.
More and more as these people move in and they drive the cost insane. She's not a bad person. We just aren't meant to be friends. And I felt obliged when we moved to... Sorry, I have to speed read this. To introduce her to my life. We realize she doesn't respect my friends, people who, for the most part, haven't done the correct thing.
Sound it out.
She said a master's, but she didn't capitalize A. And because I was speed reading, I read it out as ass master's. She said... Oh my God, they get a master's and make 60K plus a year. She doesn't respect artistic endeavors. Lily, by the way, I don't know if I should continue.
How many times am I going to have to edit out her name?
You're going to have to pay very close attention. Because this is... What I was going to say is my friend...
What was her name?
Anna Marie is super fucking artistic and...
She's retarded?
No.
You think it's from not using metal straws?
I'm not from New Jersey. Yeah, microplastics. Yeah. Metal only. No microplastics for her. She's clean and quiet enough. I would hate living with anyone, though... Living with blank was great, but I'll never again have a roommate who isn't a partner. She brought her cat, blank.
I like how you're censoring the cat's name too. Like, we're gonna track this person down by their cat Mittens. We're like, all right, so this lady lives in Missoula and has a cat named Snickers. Let's go. Let's get on the case.
I have my two boys, Blank and Blank. Blank and Blank do not get along. So we have the apartment all partitioned off. It used to drive me crazy, but it was actually a fucking blessing because her cat, who has feline leukemia, in parentheses, question mark.
Is she self-diagnosing feline leukemia? How has that not been, like, verified? No. You know, like, my cat's a little sick. I think she either ate a furball or she has feline leukemia. Yeah.
But there's more. So she has feline leukemia and has lymphoma now. Obviously.
She's entitled to compensation. I've seen some lymphomas.
Yeah, was she at Camp Lejeune?
Obviously, that shit's transmissible, but my kits are dandy.
What?
I think leukemia is trans. Is it?
No.
Sure, it's not.
Okay,
yeah.
Are you sure it doesn't have feline AIDS?
Well, it's not AIDS. You're right. Leukemia.
You know, Sophie, I gotta be real honest with you. I think you made the right choice by not opening this letter ever.
Should I not finish? There's like literally another page.
I think the perfect freaking ending is the feline leukemia.
Leukemia? Yeah. Well, now you're gonna let me sit in this alone?
You gotta read the rest of it. Just what, I feel like it's just, she's got cats, she's...
Yeah. You're right. I said that she would be... You know, when I said, I was like, oh, she'll probably acknowledge what I sent her in our last letter. Because mind you, we have been writing letters back and forth. We are pen pals. We text sometimes. And she's actually, when I said she was going to get to stuff, all that said is.
And then her mic cuts out?
Yeah, you're.
Is she single? Still planning on going to San Antonio with Deese? Love you.
Oh, you tell her no, you didn't go.
Well, yet.
There's still time. Still time. I like how you said her name at the end of the letter. Also.
God fucking damn it. No, sincerely, like, I feel like if you put something from pen to paper, it has a personal value. And regardless of who sees it, of course, that's why these give me so much anxiety, because of it takes time and sometimes hand cramps to put stuff down on paper. And if anybody got hand cramps and I couldn't, like, think of what to say or... Right. Uh-huh. Honestly, thank you, because I needed that. I needed someone to uh-huh my statement.
Okay. Well, that was a journey. That's for sure. We learned about feline AIDS.
Leukemia as well.
All right, Sophie, you said
you really do stuff for sports for cancer patients at games?
Do what?
Do celebrities do stuff for cancer patients at sports games?
Do stuff for them? Like hand stuff? Or
yeah, like hand stuff, foot like, stuff, what are you
like...
about?
Like...
I mean, maybe. Who are they going to tell? They'll be dead in a week anyway. Throw a basketball?
Honestly, oof. Okay. Question. Wait, you were just about to try to wrap up the show, weren't you?
No. I was gonna get into the news.
Oh, forget about sports. Fuck sports.
All right, let's. We haven't.
Okay.
And now the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little soapy flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
I haven't played that song in a while.
Yeah, I know. I forgot about that.
Sophie's rap.
That made me happy.
Sophie moonlighted as a rapper for a minute.
Oh, God fucking damn it. Okay, okay. I really genuinely don't know how to get the sound to be fine right now.
For us, like, or with... for you?
Hey, you sound fine.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can't
see your eyes.
It's like this much. Shut up. I know I'm old. But honestly, my boys, I really need your assistance.
Yeah.
If my AirPods are out, I can't hear a goddamn thing.
Uh-huh. Did you try plugging them in?
Well, yeah, I just plugged them in, but they're dying, and I need to know how to make the sound work. Without them, you bitches.
I don't know how to do that for you. I'm sorry.
I mean, have you tried turning
up
your
phone? That's fine. Also in the news, 28-year-olds are apparently 65 now. Thank God.
All right.
Okay. Every time I stick them in for a little bit, they get at least like 15 minutes. So we got that.
Title your sex tape.
I know that feeling.
Stick it in for a little bit, you get at least 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Then you gotta take a nap.
Fast.
15 minutes? What am I, a superhero?
15 minutes is wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. I already talked about the cherries. This one, you know how most of the time when I was in the news on the podcast, I would just go off the titles of the things.
Mm-hmm.
This
You're
one,
reading stories now?
I always did. I don't want to read this story though. So good on you, Jeremy, for calling that. I just want a response to this headline, which is, what could make a baby bison white?
A good credit score.
Mm-hmm.
No felony record.
A father.
Yeah, a father. You know, getting beat out to play wide receiver in the NFL.
Did you say beat up?
Beat out.
Beat.
So he wouldn't make it. Driving a Toyota Camry.
Honestly, picturing a baby buffalo driving a Toyota Camry is kind of fucking adorable. Yeah.
Owning three polo shirts that are all a different shade of blue.
Ew, gross. Now you're just naming icks.
Yeah, how do you get a white buffalo?
Wait, you actually want to know? I can click on it.
I already did. Inbreeding.
It's what? Inbreeding. Oh, yeah. Well, that's how you get a lot of the whites.
That's the widest thing around.
Yeah, look at it. I mean, yeah, just that's how they get the royal family too.
They're using scientific words that I don't want to try to pronounce.
Okay.
Like, I'll do it. You're good.
Okay. Thank God. That was stressful.
So what happened?
Well, it's a word that starts with the letter L that leads to albinism.
Leukism? And albinism?
Mm. Oh, leukemia strikes again.
And by bison leukemia.
Two genetic variations, leukism and albinism.
How rare is this in our buffalo herds?
It's super rare. They just found a little white buffalo in Yellowstone, and I was like, that baby like is very, very cute, but they're gonna get bullied because they're different.
Like how even in bison, we're like, yeah, the little white one's gonna get its ass kicked. Yeah. Growing up in the hood.
I mean, it might be good for winter. Like maybe it's like the first step of evolution with all the seasons fucking reversing themselves on us left and right.
And all the wolves running loose in freaking Yellowstone now it can camouflage itself in the snow.
Yeah, they're like, be like this, the ultimate predator, actually.
This is just the first step of the opposite of what I just had.
Leukemia?
Like smart genetics. So the news article that I really wanted to get into captured me immediately. Says, quote, fast and strong piglet leads California police on a foot chase, which
pig on pig crime right there.
Pig on pig foot chase. and it's the piglet that leads the big pigs on the chase, which is just an underdog story if I ever heard one.
What did this pig do?
Okay, so
just hanging out in the wrong neighborhood.
I think this pig just knows crime and is really good at leading pigs to it. So June 17th, police in California engaged in a foot pursuit with a piglet that, quote, proved to be very fast and strong for an animal of its size, unquote. And the chase was caught on camera.
How fast could this pig be if the cameraman was able to keep up with it?
I'm seeing a picture of the piglet. It's a very, very small piglet. So obviously these police are classic police.
Classic cops.
Yeah, it's body cam footage, but it definitely needs like the Andy Warhol music behind it.
100%. Deez, if you could musical back this police chase with the same level of expertise that you just narrated me trying to do my friend's letter, you might get a award in the Sundance Festival. Engaged in a foot pursuit with a piglet. Oh, yeah. I just really struggling with city. So I'll just say the city police department said officers responded to a report of a piglet running in the roadway on Gravenstein Highway North. Officers arrived and located the described piglet, who proved to be very fast and strong. They just really, really hammer down how fast and strong this piglet is.
Well, how many pigs are running loose in this neighborhood that they have to identify, they have to like verify this is the right one that was called in, you know? It's like, I think if the pigs are running wild in the streets, you can probably just assume that's probably the one.
They couldn't even give this piglet the accolades it deserves, because they said proved to be very fast and strong for an animal of its size. Like, they couldn't be like, oh, this is just a very fast and strong animal. They're like, no, for a teacup piglet, you're fast and strong. Bitch, this piglet's strong.
Yeah, why are you downgrading this piglet? It's out here doing its thing.
Yeah. Thank you. Police and concerned citizens pursued the petite pork. How do you say that? Is it porcine? Porcine?
I don't know.
Porcupine?
Well, no, it's a piglet. Whatever. It's a word I don't know. Perpetrator for, quote, multiple city blocks, unquote, until they managed to corner it in a Seoul Court resident side yard. The piglet turned out to be a pet named Pickles and was returned to its owner. The Post said officers used discretion and elected not to charge Pickles with a 148 A1 resisting a police officer.
I think they should. I want to see that episode of Judge Judy where the pig has to show up in the courtroom and defend himself, you know, against the police brutality.
If Pickles was lucky enough to get, like, what are they called? A state defender or...
public defender? Not that I know.
Yeah. Can you imagine being the poor sucker who's defending... a little teacup piglet with resisting an officer? What the fuck are these officers doing?
Yeah, where was this again?
I want to California.
Just Calif doesn't say where.
I think they would probably be way too embarrassed to provide that detail.
It's Sebastopol.
Sebastopol. I don't know where the hell that's got to be in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, that's how you pronounce it? Thank
you. I think so.
I was afraid to say it in a Russian accent for some reason. Okay. Let's see. I feel like there was one other one that seemed interesting, but honestly, most of them were just about the lottery. Like, I read this one about a guy who followed his father's advice and won like $7.1 million. Oof. And then when they asked what his plans were for the lottery winnings, he said invest some, put some away, and pay for my kids' college. He said nothing about giving his dad any of it, which I was like, you're a fucking dick.
You think so?
If you follow the advice of someone and mm-hmm. win because of advice they gave you, and you're not trying to, like... Plus, okay.
What if his dad followed his own advice, too? And he's rich, so he doesn't need it.
I did think about that as well. But I was also like, if you wanted to make yourself look good and give some money to your dad... I mean, this dude who won the lottery was already, like, 33.
Okay, what if you, how come when you win...
Give some money to your dad, make yourself look good. You know what's coming back to you, babe. Like,
how come when someone gives you good advice...
Be a good guy in the news.
If you take good advice and it turns out to be good and you benefit, you got to pay this person back, say. But when I've gotten a compacted ass load of terrible advice from asshole friends of mine in my day that they never have to pay any. There's no restitution ever involved in the amount of dumb shit I've done because of other people's suggestions. You know, like, you should go put that beer bottle in that police horse's asshole. And, like,
that's just fair, you know? But on one hand, like, okay, if you do something really bad and your friend is like the sole reason for you doing this bad thing, arguably... I'm being totally grandma again. I'm so sorry.
You look like you're in the Blair Witch Project. Right, like, just got here. Okay.
I'll be better.
It's okay. You're doing great. You're doing great. All right. Well, you know, you give him some money, you don't give him some money. Old man's going to die any day now, you know? Just tell him once you get all the funds, you'll give it to him. He'll probably be dead before then.
That's what I'm saying. Also, sorry, I really, really need to pee. Would it truly be a podcast with the three of us if I didn't have to cut out midway through a conversation and Jacob has...
That's okay. We'll probably wrap up anyway. It's 10 o'clock. I got to get to bed soon.
Insert some... fried chicken sounds here and then just cut it.
Well, this was fun. Let's figure this out and make this happen more often.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. Mondays as of now are like my only unless otherwise specified free and clear day. So
Mondays works for me. So we'll get some on the calendar as a regular thing, like, I don't know, first Mondays or something. Get this rhythm.
Oh, that sounds so nice.
Get this rhythm back going. So
that'd be good.
All right, guys. Well, this was good to get the crew back together. We'll get this going. We'll figure out a calendar to make this happen regularly. Sophie's going to take a piss. Jeremy's going to neglect his children.
Love it.
Now Jeremy's going to go be a dad, and I'm going to go to bed. So, okay. Guys. For the social hour, I've been Deese, and for Sophie and Jeremy, gang back together. We'll make it happen again soon, and tune in for more of this again. And as for me, guys, check it out Wednesday or Saturday. I'll be at Moe's Irish Pub in Houston, Texas. So filling up fast. Get your tickets now. And that's it. All right, guys, for the social hour, I've been Deese, and for Sophie, she's going to pee, and for Jeremy, thanks, guys.
Love you.
We will see y'all next week.
Fucking frying chicken over here.
Yeah.